Blogger Spotlint, Sharon Krischer. 15 years ago, I received a Parkinson's diagnosis. My journey began with a neurologist who offered minimal guidance. Feeling lost, I switched to University of California, Los Angeles UCLA Movement Disorders Clinic, where I found a supportive doctor who gave me my diagnosis. At that time, I didn't know anybody who had Parkinson's, neither did I know anything about it. But I've been with the same doctor since then and it has made a huge difference. Even though there wasn't much information out there, she was a big help, but I basically was in denial for about 5 years. I was hiding it. I was tremor dominant, which she said was a slower developing form of Parkinson's. Despite initial denial, I eventually embraced my condition, prompted by others noticing my symptoms. 10 years ago, I started a blog and Facebook page aimed at sharing information about Parkinson's. Attending a Fox Foundation symposium in Los Angeles really got me going on my journey to become a Parkinson's advocate. I also attended an event in New Jersey organized by what was then called the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, one of only 25 women from all around the country. We were asked to do something in our community when we got home. So, I pulled together the women that I knew in Los Angeles with Parkinson's and we got together, organizing fun events, boxing, yoga, speakers, which has now blossomed into a thriving community which adapted seamlessly to Zoom during the pandemic and continued twice per month since then. Best travel experience. My husband and I went on a cruise to Antarctica 2 years ago. That was the most amazing experience. On every trip I usually have at least one day where I don't feel well, but I didn't miss anything on that trip. It was so wonderful, everything worked. It was different than most trips because there were two excursions a day. You go out, come back, rest and then go back at your assigned time. Because it was broken up like that, it helped rather than going out for full days, which are overwhelming. So, it was amazing. I don't remember having any issues on that trip. I take my walking poles with me when I travel because it makes such a difference, and when we were out on the ice and snow, if I didn't have them, I would have been falling all over the place, so having walking posts are great. Walking, hiking, or even going through the airport, they're helpful. Worst travel experience. Last October, we went to Morocco and it was a nightmare getting there. Our flight went through Montreal. When we got there, our plane was late so we missed our connecting flight and had to stay overnight. We got back to the airport the next day and eventually left Montreal through Washington DC and then to Morocco. When we get to Morocco, my bag isn't there. I had an AirTag on my bag and when I checked it, my bags were still in Montreal. We were meeting friends in Morocco and they got there on time, but we got to there a day late, and had no luggage. We had to buy clothes. Then, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was so dizzy I could barely move or stand up. A doctor came to the hotel to make sure I was okay. So many things went wrong and it took another 2 days for my suitcase to arrive. Fortunately, I always carry my meds with me. That's the one thing that you should not put in the suitcase you're checking in. You have to carry them on board. At least I had my meds with me, but with the huge time change, not getting my luggage and everything else, I was totally wiped out, but the rest of the trip made up for it. We did a sunset camel ride and it was pretty cool. Must return to place. Hawaii. We love it there. We do nothing or everything, whatever we want to do, and it's wonderful. We go there almost every year. My husband is an avid whale watcher. Last year we went to Big Island, but usually, we go to Maui. It's wonderful, so just relaxing. Just reading, swimming, snorkeling. Travel and equipment advice. Take your meds with you in your carry-on and always bring your prescription, because if you're in a foreign country and you have an issue and you have to refill, you'll need it. Also put your doctor and other important information such as a list of all your medications and how often you have to take them in a kit. It's really important to have that when you're traveling. If I'm changing time zones and because medication needs to be taken on time, I just adjust to the time zone I'm in. I may end up taking one less pill or take it at an earlier time than I normally would, but that works for me. I take sleeping pills because on a long flight it really, really helps, and usually I also take them the first night or two when I get there. It helps me get adjusted to the new time zone. That's one of the biggest questions. How do you adjust your medications when you're going through a big time zone change, because it really can mess you up, but talk to the doctor about this. I have a massage roller stick that fits in my suitcase, which is nice, because if you're dragging suitcases around and your muscles start to ache afterwards, it comes in handy. Also pack collapsible walking poles. I usually put one in my suitcase and take one with me as it helps with walking around the airport. Alert the airline people that you have an issue. Travel advice for younger people. Enjoy everything that you can. Before he retired, my husband traveled for work and he would often go to Europe or Asia, and I went with him a lot of time and I learned to explore on my own. It's really fun because you can immerse yourself into the culture of a place. I like to go to a lot of historical sites, and archaeological sites are fun, learning about the culture and the history of a place. I have souvenirs all over my house from all over the world, and it's fun. Since my husband retired 12 years ago, we travel a lot because we can. We don't know when we're not going to be able to travel, so we say, let's do it while we can. That's why we did Morocco. In the summer we went to Scotland, then London and Barcelona for conference. And we were in each city long enough, 3 or 4 days, which was great because we were able to explore. Luxury vacations. For me, this is one where I don't have to carry my suitcases, somebody else is taking care of it for me. A luxury vacation is going to really neat places and also being pampered. That's what I like about a cruise. You can get a massage, a facial, you know, you can do that stuff on a cruise, and you also have days when you get to see different places. We had fabulous luxury vacations in Scotland, London, and Barcelona. We also had a safari in Africa where we slept in lush tents where we could hear the lions and other animals at night.